The number one selling product of its kind with over 20 years of research and innovation. Botox Cosmetic, onabotulinum toxin A, is a prescription medicine used to temporarily make moderate to severe frown lines, crow's feet, and forehead lines look better in adults.
Effects of Botox Cosmetic may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away as difficulties swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness may be a sign of a life-threatening condition. Patients with these conditions before injection are at highest risk. Don't receive Botox Cosmetic if you have a skin infection. Side effects may include allergic reactions, injection site pain, headache, eyebrow and eyelid drooping, and eyelid swelling. Allergic reactions can include rash, welts, asthma symptoms, and dizziness. Tell your doctor about medical history, muscle or nerve conditions including ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, myasthenia gravis, or Lambert-Eaton syndrome and medications, including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects. For full safety information, visit BotoxCosmetic.com or call 877-351-0300.
See for yourself at BotoxCosmetic.com.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
With this hour's top story, Matt Lauer this morning.
Yeah, because I think we did see this coming. More accusers have come to the surface and are speaking out. So this is what we've got. After a female colleague accused him of inappropriate sexual conduct during the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia, she said his behavior continued in the workplace after the games. I really want some definitions between sexual harassment, inappropriate sexual conduct. Yesterday, I heard sexual assault attached to what Matt had done. So I'm not sure what falls into what categories. And is this like...
Well, we need to get human resources back in here like we do every couple of years to...
Well, do you know what it is?
Refamiliarize you with the terms.
With all of this, your training will be probably in January.
I think there need to be clear definitions.
Absolutely.
I mean, you think somebody's accused of murder when they go to trial.
Right.
How many different types of murder are there?
There are a lot.
Is it possible that they've been repeating these year after year after year? We just haven't been paying attention because we didn't think we were engaging in the behavior?
I don't know. But it all happened very, very fast. The woman only reported about it on Monday night, but in a memo to staff, NBC News said the allegations represented, quote, a clear violation of our company's standards. They added, quote, we were also presented with reason to believe this may not have been an isolated incident. They also said these were the first allegations against Matt in the more than 20 years he's been with NBC and the Today Show. But, of course, the floodgates opened later. Two more women came forward with complaints. One of them said Matt called her to his office in 2001 and had sex with her, and she was afraid to resist because she thought she might lose her job. And Variety posted the results of a two-month investigation into Matt's behavior, alleging multiple incidents over the years. They say Matt once gave a woman a sex toy along with an explicit note on how he wanted to use it on her, and he exposed himself to another woman, then reprimanded her when she refused to engage in an act. He would also ask female producers who they'd slept with and offer to trade names with them. He would make people play Marry, Do, or Die. There were also consensual relationships, but he purposely chose people he had power over to ensure they wouldn't complain. So this is all according to this article in Variety. Several women told Variety they complained to NBC, but nothing was done. One former employee said Matt's behavior was known, but he was well protected. But NBC told CNN that no current member of NBC News management was ever made aware of his alleged misconduct. So one more detail. Matt had a button at his desk he could use to lock his office door.
Isn't that the craziest thing?
That seems really creepy to me. And I mean, just real creepy.
Gee, you think?
Yeah. I mean,
I ask myself, if I were to have a button under my desk,
it's going to bring snacks, not lock the door.
Well, no, if I were to have a button to lock the door, first of all, I imagine Matt's office is pretty big, probably 8 to 10 times the size of ours. Right?
I don't know. Maybe,
so
I guess.
Probably, let's just say it's the size of this room that you're in.
It's a pretty big walk to get up to lock the door if you want to place a private phone call.
I see. So is the button pervy or just laziness?
Laziness.
For
it's
me, pervy. It would be
lazy.
Who else has the button? Does Lester Holt have the button?
I don't know.
Does, you know.
Lester was the one co-worker of Matt's that didn't seem all that devastated yesterday.
Well, it's because I felt... Did you guys all watch Lester?
Did he have more time to process?
I feel like Lester was putting it on other people. He said the headline and then that Stephanie chick took
that
over.
That Stephanie covered a bunch of it yesterday morning, too.
I feel like that's part of their... And I was talking, like, their ammo is, like, they don't want anyone else talking about it other than one person.
Because it was weird when Natalie Morales was talking about
yes.
it. It was very, very awkward. It was almost like she wasn't sure...
What to say, yeah.
How to say it. I mean, it was all scripted for her, what she was going to say. But I could not read her face. I couldn't tell if she was fighting to hold back any emotion or if she was angry. But it was...
She looked uncomfortable. And all I wanted to do was hear from her. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
I wanted something.
Yes. All and right. she just read the statement and that was it.
Well, there's a million moving parts to this. I've got a ton of audio from old clips. We have reactions from some of his colleagues. And so we'll get to all of that as your E! News continues here at Cincinnati's Q102.
You co-hosted the Today Show with Matt Lauer for 15 years. What is Matt's most annoying habit?
He pinches me on the ass a lot.
Wow! I wouldn't have a problem with that. Thanks, everybody.
Oh, now is she just messing around? Is she kidding? Or
well, even if he was doing that, she didn't seem to mind.
Yeah, that was Katie Couric. After Matt Lauer got fired, someone dug up a clip of Katie Couric talking about the worst thing about Matt Lauer, and she was talking to Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live back in 2012, according to the guy who posted it.
You co-hosted the Today Show with Matt Lauer for 15 years. What is Matt's most annoying habit?
He pinches me on the ass a lot.
Wow! I wouldn't have a problem with that. Thanks, everybody!
They also were showing those clips on TV last night where he was talking about how good Meredith looked in her pink sweater.
Yeah.
He was very flirty with both Meredith and Katie.
This is an old behind-the-scenes clip that just came out of Matt allegedly harassing Meredith on the Today set as she bends over to pick up some papers off of a table, and he makes a comment.
Pretty sweater. Keep bending over like that. It's a nice view.
Keep bending over like that. It's a nice view. She completely ignores it. There was also a weird skit that the cast did like 3 years ago. They did a musical production that started with a skit where Matt Lauer shows off in his underwear to the female anchors. He has to have his pants ironed at the last minute when they walk in on him, and he says, "Drink it in, ladies. Get it while it lasts."
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Lauer.
That's okay. I gotta repress my designer slacks. Alex!
I'm here, Matt!
All right, 5 minutes tops. I gotta look as good as that numbnuts Regis Philbin.
You got it, Matt.
I sure do.
Drink it in, ladies.
Again, Matt? Really?
It's the third time this week.
Did your mommy give you those?
Oh, wow.
Stop it. You're making me lactate.
Yeah, get it while it lasts.
Apparently, Kathy Lee Gifford wrote that little skit. But then a couple of years back, they were playing footage of the interview he did with Anne Hathaway. This stemmed from an incident that Anne Hathaway had with a photographer who took a picture up her dress when she was getting out of a car. And right after that was splashed all over the media, she was on the Today Show trying to promote Les Miserables. And, you know, that was like, because that was in the news, it seems logical that he would have asked about that since it was all over the news, the pictures that had been taken of her.
Anne Hathaway, good morning. Nice to see you.
Morning, Matt.
Seen a lot of you lately.
Sorry about that.
You were.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to stay home, but the film.
Let's just get it out of the way. You had a little wardrobe malfunction. The other night. What's the lesson learned from something like that, other than that you keep smiling, which you always do?
Well, it was obviously an unfortunate incident.
Yeah.
I think it kind of made me sad on two accounts. One was that I was very sad that we live in an age when someone takes a picture of another person in a vulnerable moment, and rather than delete it and do the decent thing, sells it. And I'm sorry that we live in a culture that commodifies sexuality of unwilling participants, which brings us back to Les Mis,
exactly,
because that's
right.
What my character is. She is someone who is forced to sell sex.
Yeah.
Look at her making the turn there.
Yeah, nice turn. But everybody was sort of scrutinizing Matt's demeanor throughout that interview. And, you know, it's hard now after what we've heard to not listen to that and just be like,
Anne Hathaway, good morning. Nice.
Anne Hathaway, good morning. You know,
like
just
wispy.
It completely sort of changes your outlook.
It does. But then if you hear him talk that way to Sandra Bullock,
because, who was just as flirty in return.
It, right. Then it's not as creepy, or how he used to be with Katie, or how he used to be. Did you ever feel a creepiness with Katie or Meredith or Sandra? But who else does he flirt with a lot? Julia Roberts? Does he flirt with Julia?
I feel like he always is just kind of flirty in general. And not to be take away, but that's what I kind of liked about when he would interview celebrities, because he was sometimes flirty with them. They were flirty back. It was a fun engagement to watch between two people. Like the interview you talked about with Sandra Bullock.
Maybe playful is better than flirty.
Like he and Sandra Bullock were very playful with each other, which made for a really awesome interview.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's so much more to this story, but we gotta take a break.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.